Today is the very first day, so you will have an opportunity to donate and support WSLR. You can do so by calling at 941-894-6469. 894-6469. And now, are we transitioning, Johannes?
Yes, let's just play the outro here.
Right.
Music is by Mark Zampella. When we're not on the air, you can find our news reports on WSLR.org. Well, so this edition of WSLR News is supported by Mr. and Mrs. Mark Edgington, who encourage others to join them in supporting community-driven news on the Sun Coast by becoming an Evergreen member at WSLR.org. From WSLR, LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota, and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton, this has been the WSLR News Wednesday edition. WSLR News is a public affairs show produced by a handful of reporters and volunteers at our station in downtown Sarasota. Our theme music is by Mark Zampella. When we're not on the air, you can find our news reports on WSLR.org. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, and now on Blue Sky. Listen to us anytime on all major podcasting platforms. Thank you for listening. I am Johannes Vell.
You are listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM Bradenton. The views, opinions expressed by hosts, guests, and callers on WSLR programs are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of WSLR, its staff, or volunteers. Welcome to The Ruthless Truth. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm good. Mateo? I'm good. Yes. Matt, Ruth, how are you today?
Yes, I'm doing very good today, particularly because we are on a membership fun drive.
That's
we
right.
always have fun during these shows.
I'm glad to be a part of it. It's my first membership drive.
Oh, wow.
Where I get to sit in.
Yes, well,
so
welcome to that.
Excited to be here. It's super cool.
Yes, yes. I also want to thank Johannes, who is with us from WSLR News.
And I want to add a little bit of history here. Membership fund drives were invented by a bunch of peaceniks, refuseniks, after World War II around Radio Pacifica in California. We're talking about the late 1940s. The revolutionary idea of having listeners fund radio. Radio was huge. It was technology. It was expensive in the 1940s. And it was really daring to wanting to start a radio station. They managed it. Pacifica invented the fund drive.
Wow, that is amazing to hear. The fund drive is what helps us stay independent. So make sure that you call and continue to support WSLR. You can do so by calling at 941-894-6469. And before we begin, I want to thank Leon for being here. Hi, Leon. How you doing?
Hello. Happy to be here.
Leon is the board champ. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Now, for 21 years, WSLR has been Sarasota's independent voice and created home, intergenerational, multiracial, inclusive, and deeply rooted in the love of music, art, and free expression. However, we are more than just music and news. We are also Sarasota's gathering place for civic dialogue. WSLR in Fogartyville, we all know Fogartyville, we have amazing events there, have been the pillar of democracy, committed to free speech and respectful conversation. This is where diverse voices come together to debate, share, and listen in ways that are increasingly rare in today's world, particularly in 2025. But this is only possible due to the support of listeners like you. So please call us now at 941-894-6469 to donate. And you can also donate at WSLR.org.
And I might want to add fun to... Right now at the Fogartyville, we have Drink and Draw. Guess what that is about?
a beverage and utensils for
actual pencils.
Yeah, pencils.
There's a costumed actor who is posing, and people are drawing them while drinking. So that's fun.
Yes, that is a lot of fun. If you've never been to WSLR, I strongly recommend that you come. You do have benefits if you become a member. That's another way that you can donate. You can just call us and say that you want to become a member. And depending on your membership level, it'll depend the benefits that you do get. But it also gives you access and benefit to WSLR. So definitely something to look into. Again, you can call 941-894-6469 to donate, or you can also do it on their website. If you go to WSLR.org, you will see a big, nice donate button, and you are able to securely donate. And this is also the way that you can become an evergreen member, where you can sustain us with a little bit as $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever you have to spare. You can set it up for automatic payments, so you don't even have to remember to do it. The payments can automatically come out of your account. So thank you so much for listening to The Ruthless Truth this evening and for joining us. Well, we have an amazing topic today, given what is going on in our society. The topic is propaganda in the United States. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
We have to dig through all this. What I tell my interns, our volunteer reporters, is don't just cover what is being said, also cover what's not being said. Read between the lines. With what is silence and interpreting the silence, I think you can counter propaganda quite effectively.
Yes, yes, and that's why I decided to pick this topic, because the propaganda is spread everywhere, and the news media, unfortunately, is a part of it. They are used now to just spread misinformation. And this reminds me of Malcolm X's quote when he said, if you are not careful, the newspaper will have you hating the people being oppressed and loving the people doing the oppressing. And that's what, 2025 in the United States remind me of today. Something that I want to mention is that it's just so ironic that right now, during the time when a lot of propaganda is going around, the United States, actually on their website, they publish on the state website, this article is titled United States Champions Free Expression Ceases Censorship Framework. Can we think about that for a minute? The United States champions free expression, as we are basically caging, right? Putting in prison peaceful protesters. However, the headline says that we are champions of free expressions. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's irony is the word. I think you hit it right on the nose. It comes hot off the back of denying some individuals' visas for their expressions, which they presumed, I suspect, were free before they had to suffer the consequences of the State Department. And I got to tell you, Ruth, it's a dark time for the meaning of things, right? Mm-hmm. You can say one thing and have it be taken totally out of context. And when the state is leveraging that ability and punishing the people that don't fall in line with their narrative, with the narrative of government apparatus or this particular president,
it's very disheartening.
It's super disheartening, yeah.
Yes. It's almost this idea that if you dare have a negative opinion of the government or criticize the government or go to a peaceful protest, right, because these are the simple things people are doing, then the government can come after you and it's looking to destroy your life. It's looking to put you in jail so that now you can have a criminal record. We know the impact that has on people's lives based on, education. You can be discriminated against if you happen to catch a label when it comes to education, to the place where you are going to be living. And, they each sense that very strong message that we will destroy your life if you happen to be outspoken against the government.
Yes. And, to your point about speaking against the government, there are these like completely fictitious statements put out by the White House or by the president, and I don't want to harp on this too terribly much because I could go on and on about it, but that tweet which came out some days ago about med beds, I don't know, did you see that?
No,
it was this magical device that people get into and are miraculously healed in a matter of hours or maybe just a few days.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, like there's some kind of like chamber that heals everything about you and makes you better. And it was like propagandized mm-hmm. by the QAnon conspiracy theorists and then supported by the president himself. Like he put it out through the official White House account mm-hmm. and it just blows my mind. Now the tweet has been taken down since then, but you know, it is encouraging a society and a culture of ignorance where you do not know what you can believe. And mm-hmm. it has engendered this space and time where facts are inconsequential
oh, yes.
to what people believe. Mm-hmm. And that is supremely dangerous.
Very dangerous. I think we have facts before, and now we have alternative facts.
Yep.
Is the way that is called. You know, and through the internet and social media, it has been made possible to just have deceptive messages going out here and being sent with accuracy to a lot of people, even things that are not true. I mean, we know that this government in particular, this administration, has taken full advantage of real propaganda, which I later found out it's also something that was prohibited before. I learned a little bit through research for this show. I learned a little bit about what was the Smith-Mundt-Motherization Act of 2013, which basically restored the original 1948 firewall that restricted the domestic dissemination of U.S. government-produced media. And, you know, you have to dig a little bit into the past to see what has happened. But this this law was basically changed in 2013, and it prohibited, you know, it was a decades-long law that prohibited the U.S. government for distributing information that was usually intended for foreign audiences, but they would use it against the people, the masses of people right here, which is basically what we are seeing today. I was even surprised that something like that existed. And, you know, it's just very impactful and something that we have to pay attention to. And I bring this up today in particular, Mateo, in Johannes, because what makes a difference in this world is really independent media. Corporate media has been bought and paid for, right? And that's why they are able to basically repeat the government's talking points, you know, line by line as they are told to do it. Media today has been consolidated in the hands of just a handful of organizations. And when I say media, I don't mean just radio or TV. I mean all of it. Radio, TV, internet, you know, social media pages, newspapers, all of it has been consolidated into the hands of,
who controls that?
Exactly.
Who controls that?
Exactly. The same people that are in power. Yeah. So independent media is what makes a difference. These are the places where you can go to listen to the truth, where you can get the real news, right? Where we have reporters that actually ask questions and are able to read between the lines, Johannes, like
you
mentioned.
And we have reporters who are rooted in this community, not always of the same opinions within the news team. Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting. Sometimes we come to an issue from different angles, different positions. But I actually enjoy the fact that we start from different points. And that can only happen in independent media, like WSLR,
exactly.
Where we have our fall fund drive.
Yes.
We are facing technical difficulties with our online payment system, so please call. This is the one venue that works right now, and the number is 941-894-6469.
Thank you so much for that. And as we continue to talk a little bit about propaganda and the importance of independent media to bring us the truth and, you know, so that we can learn the truth, Let's speak a little bit about the danger of modern-day disinformation and propaganda. You know, there are a lot of definitions about it, but one common denominator is it's about giving people wrong information to get them to do something that they wouldn't normally do. We can all relate, right?
Fear-mongering, 101.
Yes. Fear works.
Yes, it
fear
does.
Is probably the most effective tool at use right now.
Yes. You know, I just listened to someone in the past week say that. It is very easy to unite people around hate. It's almost easier than to unite them than it is to unite them around love. It's very easy. It's very, you know, manipulating people. And this is used to create confusion also and information paralysis where, you know, they're throwing at you so much information on a daily basis so fast that you are just frozen. You don't know what to do. You don't know what is the truth, what you should be doing or not doing. It's just really a tactic that our government is using largely right now. I tend to tell people if the government said it, that's a reason to challenge it. Is it true?
Sure, that's a great rule of thumb in general.
Yes.
And, you know, it goes like, it's not only this that we're bombarded constantly with misinformation and information paralysis, but as Jonas brought up in the previous program, there are deserts of news media, local news media, I should clarify. One city over in Bradenton, there are very few independent local reporters, if there are any.
Mm-hmm. There are, actually. We work with one of them, Bradenton Times, Mitch Malley, Don Kitterman. They are a force of two, and they're doing an amazing job. There's also an independent blogger, the Bradenton Journal. But these are just three people, you know? You need a small platoon of reporters to be able to follow what's all going on locally and not fall victim to fear-mongering and propaganda.
Yes,
quite
yes.
Right.
I want to take a moment to give a shout-out to an anonymous donor that just called. He says he loves the Ruthless Truth. Thank you so much to our anonymous donor for donating during
Go
the
anonymous.
Membership fund drive.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. So, you know what surprises me, Johannes, when you mention about Bradenton being a news desert, is that this is not rural area. This is a city area. We are Tampa Bay community. Thousands of people live here. Based on traffic, I think we are a big city at this point.
No.
because traffic keeps getting worse. More people keep moving in. We know that, you know.
We're talking about 500,000 people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Living amid sprawl and expanding sprawl. It's a fast-growing county as well.
Yes, yes. And to know that there is a news desert is very something that you wouldn't expect normally. You would think it's a major city. There is everything going on. But
you have to wonder if it's by design.
Well, it's change, technological change brought about the death of newspapers, which were the main beholders of news, of local news. And that's something that has not been fully replaced. That business model, it was a business, it is an industry, could not be sustained commercially. And so we're in search of alternatives. Still in search, and this has been, 20-30 years since the internet began eating away at the newspaper business.
Oh, yes, and that has happened nationwide. It's not just here. In every city, newspapers have really, you know, gone down and they are not able to cover as much as they used to because they have been defunded in a way.
Now, there is interesting stuff going on at the grassroots everywhere in the United States, in big cities, in rural areas. You have people who start covering the news as grassroots initiatives. And they do that because they want to know about their communities. They want to talk to each other. And it's happening. We're talking about a real movement that's happening nationwide. It involves tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people who are beginning to figure out on how we can stay informed about our communities. WSLR is part of that.
Oh, yes. And WSLR will be hiring another full-time reporter, so I'm sure that we will be able to hear more about it. If you are joining us, you are listening to The Ruthless Truth. We are here at WSLR in the studio. I am here with Johannes, with WSLR News, Leon, who is on the board today, and also my comrade Mateo, and we are during our full membership drive, right?
That's right. And if you want to support that new reporter coming on, you can call us at 941-894-6469. That's 941-894-6469.
Another thing that comes to mind when you talked about alternative is I get the emails from the League of Women Voters, and they have a very detailed, summary of the school board meeting, of the county commission meetings, and it helps me get the local news that way too, even though I have to read them, but I do get it that way.
It even helps the news director, every Monday when we're organizing our week in the news meeting Monday morning, we end up with half a dozen orphans. I call them orphans, the little puppies that don't get picked up, like the school board meeting in Manatee County. That simple transcript write-up of what was voted on, what was discussed, who from the public spoke about what is really helpful.
Yes, it is.
You can read it in 5 minutes and you're on top.
Yes. You know what? Let's give them a shout out because
League of Women Voters, they're doing really well here.
Yes, in Manatee County, keeping us informed. So I hope you sign up for those emails as well because it's good to know what's going on.
It's crucial to stay informed. Actually, I was wondering, with this hopefully tremendous upswell in independent news media coverage, how are people organizing to support those initiatives?
There are all kinds of different animals in this ecotope. Nonprofits are probably the main driving force here, but they all are different. Some of them are grant-driven, get funded by foundations. Others, like us, are listener-funded. 40% of our budget comes from you, the listeners. You own us. You own this. And you own our future. So this is the time to call 894-6469, area code 941-894-6469.
Yes.
Counter-propaganda today.
Yes, and help us.
Hear it here.
Help us stay independent, which is key to all of this. Yes. As we get to the end of our program, I'm looking at how else we fight back, and some of the points I wrote down are we must listen to independent media. So WSLR, it should be at the top of your list, and like I mentioned, you can listen to us on the website at WSLR.org, but you can also listen to us on the app, and you are able to listen to the archive, meaning yesterday's show or other shows that you may have missed. You are able to listen to those there. My second point is, if the government said it, question it. Do not take the information at face value. Some of the other independent media sources that you can listen to are Breakthrough News, People's Dispatch, People's Assembly. So try to find other stations, independent media that are driven for, the working class, that are really tailored to the problems and issues of the working class. Another thing that we can do is just educate ourselves. And the book Manufacturing Consent came to mind,
classic,
by Edward Herman and Noam Chomsky, because they basically speak about how the government uses propaganda and misinformation to manufacture consent. And this reminds me of after 9/11, when the Iraq war and the war in Afghanistan started, how the government under Bush at that time basically used misinformation to manufacture consent to get the entire nation to approve this war.
To sign off on a war in Iraq.
Yes, and so many young people really went out there. And at the end of the day, we realized it was just a lie. We went overseas, destroyed Iraq, destroy Afghanistan, send everyone back, especially women got really, really set back. They were in schools, and my understanding is that they got sent back home. They couldn't even work after that. So, you know, a lot of damages to working class people in other countries was done. But remember, corporate media is not the only option. You have WSLR like us, People Power Radio, People That's right. Sustain Radio, and we are able to stay independent because of listeners like you. So if you are just joining us, please call us and donate. 941-894-6469. And this membership drive is going to go all the way through next Tuesday. So you have an opportunity to call and donate even beyond this point. Yes, even beyond today.
Yeah, and for anyone that wants to make a recurring donation, strongly encourage the Evergreen Membership for Sustainability. That's a monthly Evergreen members are the backbone of WSLR Fogartyville. Their steady support allows us to book performers months in advance, expand our newsroom, and plan for the long-term health of our facilities. That kind of reliability is why the Patterson Foundation invited us into their Margin and Mission Ignition Initiative, helping us design strategies for sustainability. Evergreen members keep Sarasota's grassroots culture thriving through predictable, ongoing support, and in return, they receive benefits like early notice of shows, discounts at the Fogartyville Bar, and even complimentary concert tickets. Become an Evergreen member today and strengthen the foundation of community media. Hear it here.
Yes, 941-894-6469. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will see you again next week. And until then, I hope you find the power. I hope you find the courage to get up, stand up, and not give up the fight.
That's it, Ruth.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that Peter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights.
Sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna
do?
Stand up for
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get
up, stand up
in the morning.
Don't give it up,
stand up for your right.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up, stand up,
get up,
stand up for your right.
Get up.
Thank you.